If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Hello, San Francisco, hello.
Wrong!
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 The ghost of John McLaughlin.
Oh,
floating.
God.
Yeah. Wow. It was really, really something. Wasn't it, Bob Seska?
Yes. Where is that man getting his cocaine? I'm
telling you. Yeah, I mean, everybody said the same thing. Yeah. You tweeted, if you've never spent time with a man on cocaine, this is now you have. Seriously, yeah. This is exactly what it's like.
Yep.
And you were also waiting for him to rub the coke residue on his teeth with one of his stumpy, gesture-y fingers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is exactly what it was like. I mean, I don't know. I have no evidence that he was actually doing cocaine, but...
But this is what you're hearing.
It really, really seemed like it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I do a show with Ches Pazienza. I know.
Yes, exactly. No, I mean, but it's not like a lot of people. The funny thing is, him always saying a lot of people were saying he seemed like he was on cocaine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or if he was, I was it nerves? Was he hyperventilating? It was just weird.
I mean, I really think I watched the Frontline special last night that profiled both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And
yeah.
The takeaway on the Trump side is he's just been working. I mean, this is him. Since the first grade. In fact, he's announced this. Like, he said, I'm basically the same person I was when I was in the first grade. I was fully formed in the first grade.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And so none of the cocaine, all of it makes sense. Everything makes sense.
When you first were tweeting that, Bob, I was thinking, this might explain the middle of the night tweets. Like, who he brags about never sleeping. I mean,
Believe me.
He's up with, like, the ghost of Sam Kinison. And they're just... one line after another.
I had the
like
best
Tony
words
Montana.
And the best blow.
It's like that scene in Boogie Nights where they're just so strung out and they're just like, too many things. You know, they're just freaking out.
Yeah. You also tweeted, though, if Trump's numbers don't drop through the floor after acting like a ranting maniac all night, there's something horribly wrong with America. And we have two, by the way, Trump supporter moron supercuts, one and two. And you're right. There are some people so... you know, what's the word? I just committed here. They're like, no, he did great. He obviously won. I mean, you know, and that's going to be the whole thing, right? It's like, how many people are there that are undecided?
Yeah, I mean, there's something seriously damaged with about 45% of registered voters. And that's, I'm not exaggerating. There is a serious problem that these people look at this carnival barker and see a president. What happened? Did we pass through some sort of weird membrane into another existence, into another universe,
and was suddenly
qualified to be commander in chief?
Yeah.
What is this? It is absolutely bizarre.
Bob,
again, I go back to the contrast that we saw on Frontline last night, which is that Hillary Clinton is this hard knocks fighter who has been beating down sexism and overcoming obstacles for her entire career for public service. Contrasting with Donald Trump, who has just done nothing but cultivated his image as a D word. I mean, he's just, I mean, that's what he is. He's a first grader with too much money and one failure after another who's just figured out how to license his name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Wasn't that a Sam Kinison line? No, I'm trying to think now. Now that you're bringing it up, is cocaine is God's way of telling you you have too much money? It does remind us of Trump.
Yeah, I'm just picturing him and Uday and Kuse in like the bathroom stall, like that scene from American Psycho.
Yeah.
I think it's starting to take effect. I'm starting to feel something.
Oh God. Ay ay ay. Bob. You know, it's funny when you were talking about the 45%. I think that what terrifies me is if this is close, that it does send the message to the world that at least half of us are like this. You know, I mean, it sends such a message about America. I know you and I have expressed this hope that he's so thoroughly repudiated.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. But, I mean, as you say, clearly looking at the polling, I mean, it is pretty terrifying. You and I are both Nate Silver aficionados. And, you know, Hillary has a, 55% chance right now? He has a 45% chance. I mean, that is just, it's just terrifying.
Yeah, there's something extremely broken about, and I'm not going to blame the system. I'm not even going to blame the politicians. I just go back to the George Carlin theory, which is garbage in, garbage out. I mean, it's basically stupid, ignorant voters giving us stupid, ignorant politicians. Ultimately, the voters are to blame. We have an opportunity every 2 years to completely replace, half of Congress, if not much more than that, and every 4 years to vote on the president. And we just make dumb choices. We reelect the wrong incumbents and we elevate the wrong challengers. And this is a case where clearly, I mean, when Barack Obama says that Hillary Clinton is more qualified than anyone else to be president of the United States, he is absolutely 100% telling the truth. I mean, I haven't gone this far to endorse Hillary Clinton in a long time, but after, again, I keep plugging this Frontline special, but I mean, after watching that, it is so clear and so obvious that she deserves to be president. If she wins, she will have earned this more than anyone who has preceded her.
Yeah, I'll say. Backwards and in high heels.
Yeah, exactly.
You also tweeted, Trump didn't attack Bill's infidelities, not because Trump was being decent, but because Trump's been married three times and cheated on two wives. And as I was saying, not to mention, I'm sure Kellyanne Conway mentioned that it doesn't test well to blame a woman for her husband's infidelities, right?
Right. Right. I mean, it's just it's a rabbit hole that, you know, I think he'd be smart not to go down. Because, I mean, ultimately, the response to that, and far be it from me to tell, you know, Hillary Clinton and her staff what to do at the next debate. But if he goes down that road, all she has to do is say, look, I've been married to the same man for my entire adult life.
Right.
Donald Trump has been married three times and has children with each of those wives and has cheated on two of them. Who is the family values candidate standing on this stage?
Yeah. And you wrote a great piece for Daily Banter, an open challenge to Trump supporters with daughters and granddaughters. That's what I was saying. I think that new ad is so powerful with him. And look at him doubling down on this thing about Miss Universe. But, you know, saying all these things with little girls looking at themselves in the mirror. I mean, I think it is very powerful.
Yeah. I mean, Alicia Machado right now is basically the new Khan family. I mean, he just cannot shut his mouth and keeps digging himself deeper into this pit. And, you know, whatever knocks he gets in the polls, whatever problems that occur because of this, he well deserves. I mean, this is just staggering what he's doing. It's
right. For any woman that's ever been judged by a guy, a doughy pant load like him, right? You're like, are you kidding me? You're sitting around talking about women's imperfections?
Yeah, and you can totally see it. You can totally see the behind-the-scenes behavior, and because it's right there in front of all of us every time he speaks publicly about the Miss Universe pageant or been on the Howard Stern show or whatever.
Or joking about
exactly
dating his own daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and it's, he badgers people into getting plastic surgery, and he badgers people into crash diets and things like that, which is what we saw, obviously, with the Alicia Machado story, where he's got a publicity stunt going in the gym. I mean, just awful.
I will speak as a woman that I don't think there's a woman out there that doesn't understand what it's like to be held to, you know, these impossible standards of perfection, not just by men like Donald Trump, but by, you know, the world, the media, all of that, the you know, images that we deal with every day.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then what makes it even worse is the Machado story takes away from the fact that he said once again for, I don't know, the third or fourth time that Hillary Clinton cannot be president because she doesn't look presidential. She doesn't have the presidential look, which is obvious what he's saying. He's saying,
right. Same as, oh, look at that face with Carly Fiorina. Yeah. I mean, he's saying the same thing. You know, and then trying to deny that he's saying something about it. And also, you talk about stamina. You said, first of all, stamina. Trump could barely make it through a sentence without inhaling a wad of snot.
Right.
He wasn't sniffing. Did you hear?
Yes.
He's not sniffing.
No sniffing.
There was no sniffing.
No, you didn't hear that.
What?
No.
God.
You said after about 20 minutes, either the cocaine kicked in or whatever physical discomfort he was enduring became too much to tolerate, making the rest of his debate performance far worse than the behavior of a cranky toddler in church. Are there medical or even substance abuse disclosures in order, perhaps? You say basically his put another way, girls and their girl part simply aren't presidential.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. I mean, and again, you know, do these Trump supporters sit down with their daughters and say, yeah, listen to Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump says, if you're a woman, you can't ever be president. You can't even be presidential looking. You can't even be a business executive at some mid-level company in the Midwest and be presidential looking. You know, the idea of looking like a professional.
Yeah.
You'll never be professional because you're a woman.
By the way, I love the...
Hillary Clinton has been fighting that exact thing for 40 years now.
Yeah, but I love that you actually pointed out, you said even though exactly zero presidents in modern history have either looked or behaved like him, an entitled, easily rattled bag full of monkeys.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he is. I'm cracking myself up now. I don't even know how to describe him anymore other than to say, you know, he's just this stunted fourth grader. Everything that he touches turns to crap, and the only thing that's actually worked for him is The Apprentice. And you know,
right.
What needs to happen is he needs to be slammed down by the results of this election. And I've kind of semi given up on the idea of a gigantic landslide victory
right.
in order to do that. But there's always an opportunity. And
yeah.
after the debate the other night, yeah,
we're running short on time. But you know, quickly, Michael Moore, you probably saw, like, echoed what you always say, basically about don't get happy. He tweeted, pro-Hillary gloaters doing an end zone dance again when still on the 50-yard line. You must get it in your head. Trump is going to win and act accordingly.
Yeah,
he said, if you just turn off the TV right now and do nothing, you've just elected Donald Trump. Do something. Plan what you're going to do tomorrow.
I completely agree. Yeah. I absolutely agree with Michael Moore. He's getting slammed for it, but I totally agree with him.
Yep.
Absolutely. Don't get happy.
I
can't wait for someone to say to Donald Trump, you're fired.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
All right.
I can't wait for the tweet, so much winning on November 9th.
Exactly. All right, Bob. Love you, honey. Talk
love
to you soon.
Stephanie.
There he goes. Mm-mm-mm-mm. It's cute. I love him. Okay.